This is Listener's Guide, a series from Big Secret Records. Each season leads you deep into how the label's releases were made with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, talking to you from the label's home base in Portland, Oregon. And you're listening to How Good American Songbook by Bob Cummins Jr., that infamous Texas singer-songwriter, was made. And in this episode, we're talking about the song Making the Cut. This is about when a lot of synthesizers become too many synthesizers, and what comes from the art of arrangement. The esoteric secrets of all will be revealed here. Enjoy.
This song, I think the arrangement got more lush when we went into the studio, but we hardly did anything in the actual studio for this. We recorded most of this at your place, right?
Yeah, we had
this
like...
this is the first one we did.
We had like a... Yeah, it was. I had been working on a session where I was like resynthesizing someone else's like MIDI files. So I had this stack of like a JX3P and a Prophet 6 and the Moog Matriarch. And we just like stacked those. It was like sometimes you're playing both, or we would just like play the same part on like all three of them.
Right.
And then we had like this big sound like that was kind of too much. We ended up like pairing a lot of it back. But
right.
That was where it all started. Was just like a lot of analog synthesizers.
Yeah.
Like playing the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, it was just really rooted around that like sequence, and we went like full electronic on it. And it was weird that because it was the first song, so when we did all the other ones, and it was like way more like acoustic and you know like really really organic feeling. When we went back to check out Making the Cut, it was like, whoa,
oh
this
my
is,
god,
yeah. This, what
but
were
it
we
ended
doing?
Up fitting just because I think we freaked a lot of the other songs out just naturally,
mm-hmm.
and paired that one back a little bit. So
yeah, we dialed it in.
Yeah,
and then one of the nights that we went back to the studio, for like overdubs or like just vocals for you, we did some grand piano on it,
right,
to kind of like just tie it in among the other songs.
Mm-hmm.
There's one guitar part, and I remember doing that at my place too.
Right, right.
Just that little riff. And then when we were mixing it, we kind of like bugged it out.
That song was also written when I didn't have a keyboard. So that whole demo is done on a Mac laptop. Like computer keyboard as well. So I don't know if that influenced the song at all, but that one took some tweaking for sure.
Yeah. Were you doing any like MIDI like programming, like like assigning things to MIDI notes when you were doing that?
I don't think so. I don't think there was a time. I mean, a lot of it was quantized, and the original also had this like harpsichord part that was it was like 16th notes on a harpsichord going do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Uh-huh.
And we that turned into something that we sequenced.
Yeah, we ended up...
We redid it.
We used a Moog Mother 32 through some mm-hmm. processing to get that sort of like twiddly...
Right.
Like tension that added. Yeah, there was a lot of synthesizers.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, when it came down to like working with it, we grounded it with a little piano, and then Keith added like a whole new texture to it.
Yeah, Keith's playing on it so good.
He's playing a Rhodes on it, right? He has a Rhodes.
Yeah, he's got a great Rhodes at his apartment in Austin. And when I was visiting some family up there, I stopped by for like an hour, and we just banged it out.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty last minute thing too. But I think it gave it we made it a little more ethereal, but it also helped ground the song a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Before it was like almost strictly electronic, with the exception of like that one little guitar riff.
Right.
And then in mixing, yeah, we started like chopping things out and like really, really processing
arranging
things.
Arranging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like, okay, we're going to make like the road sort of like the central part of it. And we really like messed with the synthesizer for that intro.
Mm.
And it's just like this kind of digital muck happening. There was one other kind of acoustic thing with the percussion, I remember, that in the chorus. Or, sorry, in the...
The bridge.
Yeah, in the bridge.
Yeah. Was it just a shaker? Just...
Yeah, it's this African percussion instrument. And it has, like beans in it.
Mm.
And it's hitting, like, a kind of, like, reedy material with, like, sort of, like, a leather bottom.
Mm.
And it's just, like, yeah, it sounds like many shakers, because there's so many things hitting different material, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, it also sounds like it's been backmasked too, because
yeah,
it's just
shook. Yeah, yeah, that song, from what it was in the demo, got really like electronified, and then it got completely transformed from that. Yeah, we were working on that one from beginning to the very end. To get it right.
To get it right. Yeah, I think arrangement is really what is important for that song, because I feel like I have only a couple modes for writing. One of them is just like putting as many fucking chords in it as possible.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is just like having a single chord and maybe the bass moves a little bit. It seems almost contemplative to me. And ambient in a way, just like the song structure, it kind of builds in that bridge, but it really lets the arrangement and the melody shine through when the song itself is so simple. And
yeah, it's another riff song. It's kind of like you were
I guess it's got a riff too.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is like all about that. But then the chords get real interesting in the end, like
I
would need that charted out, because there's like I can't follow when the changes occur.
Right.
But I do remember when you were kind of arranging how that was going to take place. Like you were being very, very deliberate and like pretty cautious about like how to make those changes. And we took that a few times to make sure that it was sitting right. But that was
right.
That really changes the mood at the end.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of a last minute. It wasn't written last minute, but as far as the composition of the song, it's just like letting something out before you go, you know?
Yeah, and then it's over.
And it's over, yeah.
Much like the song, this episode is over. Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of Good American Songbook track by track. Visit BigSecretRecords.com. Or find the label on Instagram and TikTok to learn more about what's next from the label. Thank you for listening.